Thursday night or Leches Menachem Oz. Halacha and Chavis Alvavis. So Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, so there's a din that Dvarim Shebetzino Noheik. You either know what that means or you don't know what that means. And the Mishnah Berurah says also that therefore, sometimes you have hot water from before Shabbos, and so you shouldn't. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't wash yourself with hot water either, because an oven is not allowed to wash with warm water, hot water, comfortably warm water. So that would also be nichlal on Shabbos that you can't do. And Dvarim Shebetzino Noheg. The reason you could wash yourself at all on Shabbos is that there's always two dinim on Tisha B'Av. There's the tainis and then there's the avelus. That's two different maslulim. So the tainis and the chumrah of the tainis, that you can't even stick your finger in water on Tisha B'Av. So that is not noeg Shabbos. But the avelus is noeg. That's the tainis, the chumrah of the tainis. It's achil shti asicha, tashu shamita, nilus asandol. But then there's the avelus, which is noeg on Shabbos, but dvarim shebetzina. Just like with every avelus, it's noeg bedvarim shebetzina on Shabbos. And so that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't wash yourself in chamin. Obviously, chamin that was heated up before Shabbos. But you could wash yourself, because that's the dini of the tainus. But the dini of velus is dvarim shebetzina noheg. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to take a walk. You're not supposed to take a walk Shabbos. What does it mean? People, I assume it means that you're supposed to, it is a heavy Shabbos. You're not supposed to be knowing avelus. Well, if anybody has sat Shiva, and I was just in a Shiva house, so Shabbos, you don't sit on the floor and you don't wear torn clothing and people are not coming to be Menachem Oval, but it's heavy. You're in the middle of Shiva. So if you can understand that that's how we should feel on Shabbos, Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, even though we have enough trouble feeling avelus on when we're fasting and we're sitting on the floor. But be that as it may, the idea of not taking a stroll, osul atayel, and that's called hayom. Of course, everybody wants to, so that's, you don't show avelus, but it's heavy. It's supposed to be in a good mood, so to speak. Torah, so we don't have public shiurim in the shul after Chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look, let's be practical. If you don't do one of the reasons it's called Dvarim Shebetzina, Talmud Torah, which is an oheg, and that's avelus, right? That's an avel, is also the Talmud Torah, because there are things that are mutter to learn. But on a practical level, it's very difficult for people to learn, what they're not used to learning, or to learn strange things, or to start sitting down and learning Eov, or Hilchas Avelus, or whatever you're allowed to learn. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you soimach on the shittas, that it is permissible to learn. The question is, how does that stem with saying you can't wash your hands in hot water? They're both called Dvarim Shebetzina. And so I would imagine it's because it'll end up in you'll end up being a tayel. If you don't have what to learn, you'll end up having a teal, which is also awesome. So it's the better of the two evils is to learn. I'd say technically, the learning on Shabbos, if you make ill, it's Dvarim Shebetzina. It shouldn't be make ill. Just like Mishnah Berurah is even machmer by chamin, but I guess because of the bittul Torah, you certainly don't want people walking around having nothing to do and reading books and newspapers because they have nothing to do. Okay, now we're learning Chavis Alvavis, but Dvarim Shebetzina is noyig. If you don't know what that means, come over afterwards and ask me. We're learning Chavis Alvav Shair Hakniya Perek Vav, and we're learning about situations where you implement Kniya. The Haravi, he gives a bunch of situations where you have to, where your Kniya has to kick in order to do something, and you have to, you implement your Kniya. The previous Prokem talked about how to be Kone Kniya, situations that call for Kniya, situations that have natural Kniya. But now we're talking about the Kniya kicking in because the situation, you want to act a certain way. Varavi is Asos HaTov Levnei Adam, being at people's service, having an Ayin Tov, a Lev Tov, helping people, being helpful to people. V'daber tov bohem, speaking well of them. V'dunam l'schus, v'shalo yisaper b'gnusam. Right? A lot of Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim talks about this, comes from gaiva, comes from a feeling of superiority. And if you don't feel superior, then you want to feel superior. And that's why you'll be misaper b'gnusam. But a person that's nichna, and he looks at everybody with a good eye and forgives them when they have good things and wants to be helpful to them and don them the kafschus. V'sheyimcho lohem v'sheyidabru bo, he's moichel them v'sarpu b'genuso afameinem ruyim l'kach. Even though from an objective standpoint you might say, well, they're not really worthy of that, but you do it because that's one of the Kniya kicks in, and that's how you feel. You're not going to stand on ceremony, you're not going to stand up for your rights. V'chulu. Kamo she'omar gamma mo'adocha melech al tekalel v'omar picha shalach lebro u'lishoncha tatsmid mirmo teshe b'chichas v'daber v'minimcha titein dolfi u'mamechilas adib arava aginoi ma she'omar akosu v'daber Miriam. Whoops. Anybody have a Chavis Halavas? Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Mashenema v'tadaber Aryam Miriam v'Aryam b'Moshe. The Omar v'ish Moshe onov ma'od v'neshamocha lohem. So, but what is the Chavis Halavas' point? I mean, it's certainly also to talk. Chavis Chaim uses this as an example that it's also to talk Lashon Hara, even on someone who really doesn't care. But Chavis Halavas here is turning it around and giving Moshe Rabbeinu as the example of someone that has Midas Hakniya to the degree, and it means he was Moichel them. He didn't mind. Ash Moshe Onav Ma'od. So looking at it from the other perspective, from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, the Pasuk's point in saying Ash Moshe Onav Ma'od is because he forgave them. U'mizem HaShomer HaChochem Gamal Chol Advorm V'Shei Yedaberu Al Titeim Vibecha. Don't let it should slide off you like water off a duck's back. Chazalos does not say that, Moshe. That's very interesting pasuk to quote. That's Kohelis. We have to learn Kohelis one day, but we know them. And it says that the reason you should be mindful people is because you talked against other people plenty times, and don't take it to heart. You've done it too. What exactly is the lesson of you've done it too? We have to explore that one day. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.